Today, the readings and the whole of the liturgy centers around the fact that we, all of us, must proclaim the gospel of Christ, proclaim the truth to others. And of course, this is because we celebrate today the feast of one of the greatest missionaries of the history of the Church, St. Francis Xavier. And a lot of people say ex-Savior. It's one letter, Xavier. In Spanish, it's Javier. There's no two letters there. We don't say, ha, 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 Javier. Savior. I don't know what's wrong with you Americans. You can never say anything right. Anyway, that's the way it is. We love you anyway. St. Francis Xavier, from the noble family of Xavier in Pamplona, in Navarra, whence my father's family is from. And he, as a young man, he went to Paris to learn what was necessary in those days, which was basically philosophy and theology. And there he met another student who was very different, because he was, at that time, St. Francis Xavier was maybe 18. This other student whom he met, who made a great impression upon him, was in his 40s already. And of course, people would make fun of him. You know, what's the old man doing in school? And he had to put up with it. And of course, this person was none other than the great St. Ignatius de Loyola, which was also in the area of Navarre and Catalonia. And there, a group of young men who were very devoted joined him. And from there came forth the Society of Jesus, the original Society of Jesus, which was very strong, very firm, very faithful to the Church and to the Pope. And one of them was, of course, St. Francis. And eventually, the Holy Father allowed them to form a society, not an order. It is not an order. It is like an order, but it's not an order. The Society of Jesus. And then he gave them the competence of preaching to the Lutherans and all the other heathens, and also, if they could, to go to the Holy Land, which they never did go. It was not possible because of the Muslims. St. Francis and St. Ignatius and all of them were eventually ordained, and it was not like it is today, where you have your ordination one day, your first Mass the next day. They actually traveled to Italy, where some of them celebrated their first Mass in Venice, others celebrated it in Rome, including St. Francis. And then later on, St. Francis was sent to go to the Far East, to the real Indies, which they were looking for with Columbus, but did not find. And as such, there he became one of the greatest missionaries of the Church. And he's the patron saint of missionaries, interestingly enough, along with St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who never left the monastery. Once she entered, she was in there. And so, you see, you can be a missionary without having to go to India or Japan or whatever. Well, St. Francis was named Papal Nuncio to India, and he went there and established the Church, a society, and baptized, they say, hundreds of thousands. They say his arm almost fell off. And then he said, this is not enough. Now, most people say, oh, I've had it, that's it, no more. Not the saints. The saints never have enough. And so he went to Japan. And many people don't know that. St. Francis planted the seed of the Holy Catholic faith and Church in Japan. And then he thought, this is not enough. So he went to China, and there, on an island right outside the coast of China, he died. He was helped only by a young man that I don't think was even a Catholic yet. He did, and then he died. Eventually, the Church would canonize him and proclaim him patron of the missions. And throughout the ages, he has been very, very much venerated. Now, St. Francis Xavier's body is incorrupt in the Indian city of Goa, which was part of the Portuguese colonies. And his arm, that right arm that almost fell off from the baptizing of so many hundreds of thousands of children and other pagans, is in Rome, in the church where are found other Jesuit saints, including St. Ignatius. And there you can see his arm inside an oval reliquary with the front of it being glass. And so that part of him is in Rome and is venerated. And I'm sure today there were thousands upon thousands, both in India and in Rome, who went to see him. And his body is incorrupt. It looks like if he died last year or last week. It's incorrupt. And so today we honor St. Francis Xavier, patron saint of the missions. And thus, in that sense, he is also our patron, because we are the missions of the New World, North America and South America, and we depend upon his prayers and his intercession for the growth and salvation of the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.